December 21st, Blessed Bernard of Baden, Confessor, Third Order. That it is possible to serve God unreservedly in every walk of life, even as a young prince, soldier, and diplomat, is demonstrated by the holy life of the 15th century tertiary, Margrave Bernard of Baden. Born in 1428, Bernard was the second son of Margrave Jacob I of Baden. Though he spent most of his boyhood at the courts of Charles VII of France and René of Anjou, he grew up to be an exceptionally pious young man. When the King of France made him an offer of marriage with his daughter, Princess Magdalene, Bernard refused because he had vowed to live in perpetual chastity. After the death of his father in 1453, 25-year-old Bernard left the government of Baden in the hands of his brother and entered the service of Emperor Frederick III as a military officer and ambassador. A Franciscan father by the name of Friar John, who had received him into the Third Order, henceforth accompanied him as chaplain on all his journeys. So well did Bernard carry out his duties that the emperor entrusted him with many delicate diplomatic missions, principally in regard to the crusade against the Turks. Constant contact with worldly affairs, however, did not prevent him from leading the life of a saint. Even at the court of Vienna, this unusual young diplomat was held in high esteem because of his exemplary and pious life. While others sought relaxation and worldly amusements, he spent hours in prayer. Twice a week at least, he received Holy Communion. At the time, that was a very unusual practice. Traveling from Genoa to France in behalf of the Crusade, he took sick near Turin and died in the Franciscan Friary at Montcalieri on July 15, 1458. Only 30 years old. The people began at once to venerate him as a saint, and miracles took place at his tomb. His body was taken back to Baden and laid to rest in the parish church. In 1481, and again in 1769, the church approved his cult as blessed. And the Grand Duchy of Baden honored him as its second patron. At Baden, his feast is celebrated on July 24th, but in the Archdiocese of Turin, where he died, it is observed on the 15th. He is not commemorated in any of the Franciscan breviaries and missals. On ambition. Consider that the conduct of many, in fact, of most people, differs from that of Blessed Bernard. He fled the honors of his high position and endeavored to serve God only by the faithful performance of his duties. Most people, however, seek honors, and there is nothing in the world that gives them greater satisfaction than to be honored by others. The sensible and devout tertiary Margrave Bernard perceived that worldly honor is a dangerous thing and fled from it. Was he not right? Praise and honor readily mislead us. We become vain. We strive for still more honor. We perform our good works only to secure the praise of men, and thus we lose all our merit for eternity. We envy others who have received greater honors than we, and we disparage them in order to exalt ourselves. Will God tolerate that? Let nothing be done by vain glory, but in humility let each esteem others better than himself. Philippians 2:3. How have you acted in the past? Consider that while many Christians do not necessarily lower others in order to exalt themselves, nevertheless they are jealously concerned that due honor is always paid to them. If it is omitted in any way, they are much disturbed and quite unhappy. We should endeavor to preserve our good name. Take care of a good name. Ecclesiasticus 41:15. But as regards honor, we ought not to be so touchy and over-anxious. If our Lord Jesus Christ became the reproach of men and the outcast of the people, Psalm 21:7, should we not for love of him calmly accept it, if our honor and our good name are injured through no fault of our own? Reflect that if all our sins were made known to the world, we should be far more despised by others than we are now. How have you behaved on such occasions? Consider what constitutes the honor after which we should strive. It consists in virtue alone, and principally in the virtue of humility, by which we ascribe to God, rather than to ourselves, the honor resulting even from the good we do. He who speaks of himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him who sent him, he is true. John 7:18. He who does not consider himself deserving of honor, as was the case with Blessed Bernard, will be considered deserving of it by others. For honor is like a shadow. It flees from him who pursues it, but it follows him who flees from it. Prayer of the Church. May this offering, we beseech thee, O Lord, win for us the grace of true humility, and may it drive from our hearts the concupiscence of the flesh and of the eyes and all worldly ambition, that living soberly, justly, and piously, we may obtain everlasting rewards through Christ our Lord. Blessed Bernard of Baden, pray for us. Thank you.